spooky music for our spooky quiz. Elif, you look so happy to put this on. I'm excited, too. All right. Kind of epic music. Let's welcome our contestant here. It is Roy from Crystal Lake. Roy, good morning to you. Happy Monday.
Thank you, and happy Monday to you guys also.
Do you like spooky movies, scary movies, Halloween?
It's okay. I mean, I'm more of a fan of Christmas, Easter, that type of stuff. But yeah. Halloween's all right.
Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. We've got spooky music on, and it's spooky themed. So I'm going to give you one more chance. Roy, don't you love Halloween?
Love it to death, man.
Yeah. Ooh, to death. Spooky.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Roy. Very good. Okay, so we've got 8 questions here. Elif, how many does he have to get right to win the Mega Pros hoodie? I'm not quite sure.
0 or 8.
So he wins.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the suspense is gone now, but here we go anyways. This is about Chicago's hauntings. Are you ready, Roy?
Yes, I am.
All right, question number 1. What is the most haunted hotel in Chicago? What's it called? Do you know? There's a few of them.
Yeah, the Allerton?
The Allerton, no. But I'll give you a clue. Are you talking about the Allerton with the tip-top on the top of it? Yeah, no, not
tip,
that
top,
one.
Tip-top, tap, yep.
Yeah, I'm sure that is haunted in some way. Here's another clue for you. It's a famous boulevard in Chicago. It was recently renamed. Also the name of where our representatives meet in Washington. The body that they meet in.
Palmer House?
No, they meet in the Congress Plaza. We're going Congress. Yeah, that's okay. Guess what, though? That doesn't matter. Well, let's get even spookier. One of the only two buildings to survive the Great Chicago Fire, which started 1871 this week. One of the only two buildings to survive in Chicago's Great Fire is this. Legend has it that a shadowy figure comes through the tower's top floor windows. What building are we talking about?
That would be the water tower.
Ooh, spooky and correct. Yes. He's got one of two right. All right. Here's question number 3. Here lurks the devil baby. The result of a marriage in which an atheist husband tore down a picture his wife hung of the Virgin Mary. Immigrants in the 19th century came here for free education and shelter. We named a tollway after her and the house that she has. Who are we talking about?
Ooh. Ryan?
No, not the Dan Ryan.
That would be Dan. Yeah,
think of I-90. This would be the... The Jane Addams Whole House. There it was. I heard him say it. Okay. All right. I'm having way too much fun with this spooky. All right. So one of the very first serial killers is from Chicago. During the Columbia Exposition of 1893, he preyed on women in a murder castle. Was that on the south side, the west side, or the north side?
South side
is right. It was in Englewood where that murder castle once stood.
Is that The Devil in the White City? Is that what it's based on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Great book. It has been waited to be turned into a TV show or a movie for about 15 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Every year we have a new story about how it's about to come out. No idea what's happening. We'll get Dean Richards to figure that out. Okay. Nice job so far here, Roy.
Knows everything.
Dean does know everything. Exactly. Let's call him up now. All right. The Eastland disaster, very famous. People think of the Titanic as the deadliest ship disaster. Well, here in Chicago, along the river, a boat tipped over. So many people died, hundreds and hundreds. Nearly 1,000 people died trapped in just 10 feet of water inside the ship. Did that occur in 1905, 1915, or 1925, Roy?
I'm going 1915.
He says 1915. That is correct. Spooky. Yes. 105 years ago. Well, got the math there. That one wasn't too hard. All right, he's got 3 right. All right, this is another sad one. Boy, I hate to do these in such spooky voices, but they were a long time ago. But it's incredible that there was once a fireproof theater here in Chicago, they called it, in 1903. Which, by the way, never name a ship unsinkable. Never name anything fireproof. That's not good news.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that is just testing karma. Do you know where the fire took place in 1903 that killed 600 people? I didn't know this one. Do you know the name of the theater?
I do not.
It is the Nederlander Theater. Is that its current name? That is its current name. Obviously, a lot of it burned down. They rebuilt it. But yes, the Nederlander Theater. Not many people know about that disaster, but 1903, real, real sad stuff. Okay, You still got three right. You're getting the hoodie no matter what, but we're going to go with the last two questions. Okay. What is the name of the Northside Cemetery where George Pullman, Marshall Field, John Peter Allgeld, and Jonathan Ogden Armour are buried? There have been reports from visitors of workers of a little girl playing in the cemetery on rainy days. Is that Rose Hill Cemetery, Oak Woods Cemetery, or Graceland Cemetery?
Rose Hill.
He's going with Rose Hill. No, it's Graceland. Rose Hill, another famous. Graceland. Actually, all three of them are Chicagoland cemeteries. But Graceland, which is off of Grace on the north side, 3800. The legend goes that that girl was struck by lightning in the cemetery, and she lurks by on spooky rainy days.
Okay. I kind of want to go see that.
See the ghost?
Yeah.
Or just experience what could be?
No, the ghost.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't, right?
Yeah, if it's true. You never know with these things.
I think I know it's not. You know, here's my thing about ghosts and these shows like Ghost Hunters and all this. Are you going to, if they actually have consequential proof that there's a ghost and they get it on video, you think they're really going to wait 9 months to release it on TV, like through an edited process? They're going to go to the news immediately. All I'm saying is, if there's news of ghosts, we're going to hear it breaking here on WGN, not a show on the History Channel in 9 months from now.
Did you hear that, Lauren?
Oh, I did hear that.
Okay. Lauren, you're on Ghost Patrol.
You're on this.
Hey, I've been a part of an investigation as a story once.
Ooh.
And I'm just going to tell you, I was a skeptic before, and then some stuff happened.
Wait.
Yeah, that's right. I remember this.
Where was it? We got the spooky music going.
A haunted house hotel in Missouri. Well, technically Kansas.
Okay.
Can you give us the short summary
of what happened to me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a point where they were pushing me because they knew I was a skeptic. They put me up in an attic with in pitch black, couldn't see. I could only see through the camera's night vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt something approach me. And right before I was about to leave and come down, I heard something whisper my name.
Oh, my gosh. But was it the person that was there or no?
No one was up there with me.
Ooh.
So either my mind was playing games on me, which I don't think it was, because again, I was a skeptic. I wasn't expecting anything.
Yeah.
First and last name, or just first?
Just first.
Okay. If they had said last name, you might have won me over. Lauren's a pretty common
name. There
was
also a ball that would be up in the closet. They got smacked out of the closet twice.
Whoa.
Yes. Yep, it's a ghost.
Yeah, all right. Elves on Team Ghost. Roy, what do you think? Are there ghosts?
Yes, I definitely believe there are ghosts. And I've had my own experiences.
Oh, man. All right. Three for ghosts. I'm the only skeptic.
I had an experience.
Oh, my. Really?
Yeah.
Quick summary. We got a minute here.
My drying rack spun around.
What?
What? Yeah. It might have been my cat, but I'm pretty sure.
No, go with ghosts. That's way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's allowed to believe in October. All right, Roy, here's the last question. That's right, we're doing the Mega Pros quiz. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre in 1929, murder of seven members and associates of Chicago's Northside Gang, occurred on Valentine's Day. What gangster likely ordered the shooting?
That would be Al Capone.
I could have just said Gangster Chicago, give me an answer. But we wanted to give you a good one at the end. You are going home. Well, you're already at home. You're getting a Mega Pros sweatshirt. How about that?
That's excellent. Thank you so much.
Did you have some fun here?
Absolutely.
All right.
I learned some things. It was educational.
You know, that's what we go for here. If the first 2.5 hours of the show weren't educational, the Mega Pros quiz is where we get it out of the way. Roy, congratulations. Stay on the line. Elif's going to get all your information, and we're going to make sure that you get that hoodie from Mega Pros. Certainly some good news there.